Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Democratic side of the 3rd Congressional District race for 2026 started to get crowded as a second and third candidate announced their candidacy just this week, wanting to take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Ordonez. He seeks a third two-year term. And also, we'll hear from Dr. Stephanie Wall of Kelly Education about the teacher shortage in Wisconsin and what they're doing to try to help. And we'll tell you about a spaghetti and silent auction fundraiser to help local veterans. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with the fact that earlier last month, Rebecca Cook, the defeated Democratic candidate from last November, announced her candidacy to challenge again Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. In fact, there was a report this week that in the first 3 months of the year, Van Orden had raised $1.1 million and Cook had raised $1 million in just 3 weeks. However, the Democratic side of things has started to get a bit crowded because earlier in the week, Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge announced her run for Congress as a Democrat. She told WEAU TV that she has a proven record of bringing people together and wants to bring those strengths to Washington, D.C.
I've always been very clear about my values of being welcoming, and I welcome everyone. And it really doesn't matter who you voted for in the past or where you're from or how much you have in your bank account. So things aren't going well at the national level. There's a lot of chaos and uncertainty. And so just if people want to join the movement to stand up for the people of the third, they're welcome to.
Not only a city council president, but mental health counselor and small business owner, Berge bills her campaign as one that's launching with Big Tent Energy. And in a press release says a call for unity, compassion and solutions in a moment of division and dysfunction. Meanwhile, she told WQOW-TV she'll lean on her local experience if she's chosen to represent the citizens of the 3rd Congressional District.
I have experience working with all people of all backgrounds at the local level, and I know I don't get hung up on partisan things. So I would hope I would still bring that can-do attitude to the national level.
And then yesterday, a third candidate announcing their candidacy for the 3rd Congressional District as a Democrat, Laura Benjamin, an Eau Claire small business owner and a former Eau Claire City Council member, announcing her campaign yesterday afternoon. So joining the mix with Rebecca Cook and also Emily Berge in a statement, Benjamin wrote in part, quote, "I'm running because our district and our country deserves better than corporate giveaways, constitutional violations, and a representative who's asleep at the wheel while working families suffer," unquote. Benjamin announced her campaign will officially kick off on Tuesday at the Brewing Project at 6 p.m. with a town hall style event to let residents get to know her. She says registration isn't required, but is encouraged due to capacity and can be done online. Her official campaign website will also launch on April 22nd. Meanwhile, recently I had a chance to record an interview with Dr. Stephanie Wall, Director of Learning at Kelly Education, regarding Wisconsin's teacher shortage and the crisis she says is getting worse. Kelly Education is a company that provides substitute teachers to our nation's schools and is hoping to continue to get the word out to help alleviate the teacher shortage in the Badger State. I began my conversation with Dr. Wall by asking her to tell us more about Kelly Education services.
Kelly Education is the leading provider of substitute teachers across the country. So we fill almost 5.2 million absences each school year. So we started partnering with the state of Wisconsin many years ago through our Kelly Education business and also Teachers on Call, which is a subsidiary of ours. And we noticed a need for additional training for substitute teachers. And so we have recently partnered with the State Department of Education to become a new certified provider of substitute teacher training curriculum. So now we're supporting the state in more ways than just providing those teachers. We're also providing that training both to our substitutes and to anyone else in the state that wants to become a substitute.
Now, it'd been my understanding that, you know, basically if you had a college degree, you were eligible to be a substitute teacher. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a little bit of variation there. So the state requires that you have an associate's degree and complete a training program, or that you're enrolled actively in an education preparation program. So if you're on track to become a teacher, you can totally jump in to be a substitute. But if you're someone who's coming from another field, or someone that maybe just has an associate's degree, you do need to take an additional training course.
Okay, so an associate's degree, an additional training course, but if you had a four-year degree of any type, a bachelor's degree, then you're good to go?
No, I think that they're still requiring you to have the training course. They're really looking for that specialized preparation for their substitutes, and so it's either a teacher prep program or one of these substitute training programs. I think it's really forward thinking of the state of Wisconsin to be kind of providing this additional training requirement. I will say, just coming from the national level, not every state does that, right? In some states, the requirements are a lot leaner. And I think it really shows a great kind of investment in your students and prioritization and learning, that the state's saying, like, listen, we really want to see folks that are not only educated, but also educated in what it takes to support students in this fashion, right? Because being a substitute teacher is different, right, than maybe some other jobs that we do, and it requires some special training and skills. And so I think that's kind of an exciting thing.
And so when you talk about some of this extra training, regardless, is it just through Kelly? I mean, everybody's going to get anybody who wants to be a Because I thought my wife had gotten some training, you know, and she was licensed to be a substitute teacher in Eau Claire, though she hasn't done much of it. But is that, I know, because local school districts have had programs. So is it what you're offering separate from that?
Yeah, so that's such a great question. So yes, some of the regional associations do offer some training. A large portion of that is done in person, and the cost for that really varies. And so what we're bringing to the table is a much more accessible, economical approach for aspiring substitute teachers, because our content is fully online. So learners can take it at their own pace, as quickly or as slowly as they want to, at whatever time is convenient for them. So you don't have to carve out a few days a week and show up and drive down to the district office. You can do it, you know, at home after bedtime, on your lunch break, if that's something that is of interest to you. And so what we're really doing here is just providing another option for folks that might really be appealing to a broader demographic. And I think that's going to help just provide more substitute teachers for the state at a kind of high level, which is really important.
And then is there a cost with your training too?
Yes, sir. So our training right now is being offered at the introductory rate of $39.99. Which is really competitive with some of the other online options. And again, a little bit cheaper than some of those in-person options. So we're hoping that that's going to make it really accessible to people that want to be a substitute teacher in your state.
What if somebody doesn't have an associate's or bachelor's degree? Can they still get trained through Kelly and be a substitute teacher?
So that's a great question. So part of that state requirement is that you have that associate's degree. But you could take our training while you're going through your associate's program so that you are ready to go when the time is right, or even take our training to determine if, you know, that career choice is the right choice for you, or that's going to help prepare you for other careers in education. It's definitely open to anyone that wants to take it, but the state does set those kind of requirements as to who can truly serve as a substitute and be certified as a substitute.
Again, how long does the training how thorough is it? How long does it take typically to get it done?
Yeah, so our training, you can go as quickly or as slowly as you like, but it's on average about 8 hours of content, because there are quite a few topics that the state requires substitutes to be oriented about. And so we've seen people go through that 8 hours very quickly if they're trying to jump into the workforce, and others take their time. But you are able to move through that content, complete those checks for understanding, and stay engaged. I will say that our content is created by educators, you know, using our industry experience and expertise, but also using like the best practices in online learning. So if you've taken other online courses and felt like a little bit of drudgery, you're not going to experience that in our course, which I think is a huge benefit for someone that's trying to move through this preparation.
What other states have, you know, in addition to Wisconsin, what other states are you working in, and how have you seen the number of substitute teachers increase there?
Yeah, so we actually began this work with the state of Missouri. We became an approved provider there, and we've seen a tremendous impact there with just increasing the total number of substitutes in the state, and also just the performance internally for those subs that have gone through that Missouri training program and then worked for us. Their performance overall has been improved. So we're seeing a lot of success with folks moving through this content and moving through this training, and really getting certified much more quickly and getting to work much more quickly and economically, right? It shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg to become a substitute teacher, but you should get the training that you need to do the job well. So I think we're really kind of breaking down that barrier and just increasing access and opportunity for both students and substitutes.
I know, Stephanie, with the need for substitute teachers, we've seen various local school districts really increase the amount they pay daily for someone to be a substitute. And there are some other options as well. The other incentives, I guess, is the flexibility where you get to kind of determine when you're going to be available to substitute teach, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That flexibility is really tremendous. And when you pair that with the increases in compensation that we've seen really across the country for substitutes, it makes it one of the most appealing flexible work opportunities, and one that you can also still deliver an impact for. So, you know, our theory is that if you're, you know, feeling confident and prepared, you're going to get to work, you're going to stay working, and you could really just build a really nice career path that meets your personal needs through substitute teaching.
But as we wind down here, I wonder if, you know, some people still remember when they were kids going to school and it was like, when the sub comes, we're going to really, we're going to be the ones who dictate the kids. I mean, so what about somebody who says, well, maybe, and, you know, it sounds like getting trained is affordable and extra income and maybe you need that. And yet somebody who's still kind of scared away thinking, I don't know if I could handle classroom management.
Yeah, I think that the training is a great place to start, especially the one, you know, that we're offering here in Wisconsin. It gives you a real insight into what the job looks like, because we've really focused on post-COVID, you know, practices and how things have shifted right now in the world. And you'll get an understanding of what it means to be a substitute in today's classroom and what the expectations are. So if you're thinking about it, you're curious, I say take the training, see if it's something that appeals to you, and get started. You know, try different classrooms, grade levels, and see if you can find a fit there, because there's a lot, you know, a lot of impact that one can make in serving students in this way. So it's definitely worth exploring.
So as our listenership is, you know, all over Northwest Wisconsin, I mean, I guess you have to go to each individual district and see what they require from you. And some may have the training for you to work through, and then others, maybe the Kelly path is the way for people to go, huh?
Yeah, so people really do have their own choice across the state. So if you visit either the Wisconsin Department of Education, you can see all of your training options right there. If you're looking for something local and in person, those are listed. But our training is available to anyone in the state, whether they work for Kelly Education or another provider or a school district. And it is acceptable to all districts, as the state is the one that provides that certification. So you can jump right in and move through it if that's what you're ready to do, and then get started working and meet whatever other kind of job requirements your district has for you.
Dr. Stephanie Wall of Kelly Education discussing with us Wisconsin's teacher shortage and the efforts they're undertaking to train more people to provide them the necessary requirements for the State Department of Public Instruction for substitute certification. And finally, the community's invited to attend the 7th Annual Veterans in Need fundraiser, a spaghetti dinner and silent auction benefiting Sofas for Service, a volunteer-run nonprofit that provides free home furnishings to veterans across western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota who are transitioning into stable housing or facing hardship. The event will be next Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 26th, from 4 to 7 in the evening at Saving Grace Lutheran Church at 3735 Jeffers Road in Eau Claire. Again, recapping tonight's Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. We began by focusing on the Democratic side of the 3rd Congressional District primary that won't be until August 11th, 2026, but now has three candidates in it. Rebecca Cook, who was narrowly defeated by Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden last November. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge. And third and finally, Laura Benjamin, a former Eau Claire City Council member and Eau Claire business owner. Also then, hearing from Dr. Stephanie Wall, Kelly Education and their efforts to boost the number of substitute teachers available as the Badger State dealing with a teacher shortage, summer billing as a crisis that's getting worse. And finally, a reminder, this coming Saturday night, April 26th, it's the 7th annual Veterans in Need fundraiser, spaghetti dinner and silent auction benefiting Sofas for Service at Saving Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.